Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And now it's time for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey, here's Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everybody. The Midwest Direct Hog markets today are expected to trade weak to mostly a dollar per hundredweight lower on seasonal supply pressure and slowed demand ahead of the Labor Day holiday next week. Peoria's called steady to a dollar lower at $57, the top price. They see prices will be weaker on slow buying interest as most plants are full for early in the week. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, August 22nd, negotiated swine purchases were 11,962. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $75.50 to $83 even. The weighted average was $80.70. That was down $1.27 from Thursday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $58.11 to $67.25. The weighted average was $62.90. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 13,696. The base price range was $74.00 even to $83.78. The weighted average was $81.45. That was down $1.65 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $57.00 even to $64.25. The weighted average was $61.29.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
All commodity prices headed up overnight. We'll take a look at the overnight trade, and we'll get a pre-opening call from Brian Maple at FC Stone & Company after a look at our growing area's weather. Here's AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. And in the Midwest Corn Belt, there were a few spotty showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, including some rain in central Ohio yesterday afternoon, which was beneficial for the crops in some fields there. But when we look at the coverage, most areas were dry, and temperatures have cooled back down a little bit. So warm days, but now we're back to cool nights after a couple of warm nights. So with the heat and humidity early in the weekend, that helped boost growth rates a little bit. But in the Northwest Corn Belt this morning, temperatures dropped into the 40s and 50s in many other areas. So that's cool air, not really speeding the crop along at the moment. And it also means that we're very dry. And it looks like dry conditions the next couple of days in most growing areas. The only places that may get rain today, tonight, and tomorrow are in the Ohio River Valley, down near the Ohio River, far southern Illinois, far southern Indiana, Kentucky, the Boot Heel, and Missouri. A few places down that way could get some rain. But high pressure is in control, and dry weather will be continuing. So for many areas, it's been an extremely dry August so far, and some water would be especially beneficial to soybeans, which, because they're running late, some are just filling pods right now. But that high-pressure system is going to slowly push off to the east, and after it does, then some of the remnants of Fay, now down mainly over Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi, will start to move northeastward. And some showers will probably move across the eastern Corn Belt as a result of Fay around the middle of this week. I don't think amounts are going to be heavy, but with some thunderstorms, there could be a few isolated pockets of heavy rainfall. But Ohio and eastern and southern Indiana and Kentucky stand the best chance of getting some showers from the remnants of Fay. And again, it doesn't look like a huge deal, but any rain would be beneficial for the crops out there right now. Meanwhile, a disturbed area of weather will push west to east across the Midwest, so some other areas could see some scattered showers and thunderstorms starting in western areas on Wednesday and into our area later on Thursday. But when we look at the week as a whole, it does look like we're going to have deficit of rainfall continuing, and we're going to be a little bit cool the next few days, but it does look like a warming trend is going to start to set in after that. And it appears that as we go into early September, warm and dry is going to be the general trend around the Midwest Corn Belt. Now One thing we'll have to watch out for, of course, as we go into September, is more tropical systems. Faye is weakening. It's just a tropical depression over Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. But we're watching the potential development of another storm pushing into the Caribbean. That may stay completely south of the U.S. mainland, or it could turn into the Gulf of Mexico. We'll have to watch and see, but that won't have any near-term impact on our weather. That is something that we'll just have to be watching as we're going into the high season for hurricanes. And that's the main thing to talk about or focus on now over the next couple of weeks is the dryness and any chance of ending it. And basically it would have to be a major change in the weather pattern or the remnants of a hurricane coming up this way. Meanwhile, in the Plain States, occasional rainfall has been affecting portions of Kansas the last few days. They are still planting out there, and basically they're just dodging a few raindrops, and that will be the case through the middle of the week. And in the northern plains, it's starting to get autumnal. They're having temperatures on some days very warm, but other days starting to get cool. So we're starting to see that in the spring wheat belt where harvesting is quickly moving along. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
All right, thanks a lot, Ed. Let's look now at the overnight trade in the CME Group's grain section. The September wheat contract, let's start with Kansas City on the Board of Trade there overnight. September wheat opened at 8.99¾, down a quarter. Last traded up 7¼ cents. December 9.26, up 3. Last traded up 7¼. Minneapolis spring wheat for September, 9.39½, up 2. Last trade, 9, up 9¾. In Chicago, the September wheat contract opened at 8.75, up 9½ cents. Last traded up 9½. December, 8.98¾, up 8¼. Last trade up 11½. March wheat, 9.24¾, up 9¾. Last trade up 12¼. And July of next year, 9.45, up 9¼. Last trade up 9¾. In the corn pit, September nearby corn opened at 5.95, up 9½. Last trade up 12¼ cents. December 6.15½, up 9. Last trade up 13¾. March corn 6.34¾, up 9. Last traded up 14¼ cents. May 6.39½, up 11¾. Last trade up 13¼. And July corn for next year 6.60, up 12¼. Last trade up 10¼ cents. September soybeans opened overnight at 3.41½, up 20½ cents. Last traded up 34½. November 13.50, up 23. Last trade up 38¾. January beans 13.65, up 21½. Last traded up 36. March 13.96, up 37¾. Last traded up 37. May beans 13.80, up 12¼. Last trade up 35. And in the products, September soybean meal opened at 365.80, up 5.50. Last traded up 11 even. October 365, up 7.70. Last trade up 10.90. September bean oil opened at 54.96, up 81. Last trade up 48 cents. October 54.91, up 49. Last traded up 66. Joining us now, the pre-opening call is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
We see an upturn overnight, and looks like the weather may be causing some jitters again.
Certainly the weather's a part of it. You've got some concerns out here about especially beans trying to finish out this crop. Double crop beans continue to run well behind, need a good drink across the Midwest. It looks like Faye might get, you take south, eastern Indiana on up into Ohio. There's some talk that there'll be a nice rain event move through those areas. But a large part of the main growing area of Indiana, Illinois, and several other areas are going to remain relatively dry, and weather stays somewhat on the warm side, especially here in the eastern Corn Belt. So I think you've got concerns about the weather, concerns about, you know, as you look back at the last crop report on the 12th, have we increased the size of the crop or decreased it? And I tend to think trade is thinking we pulled this crop back a little bit. Technically, I think it's going to be interesting to see whether we can get through last week's highs and hold those numbers in July, November beans. That would be like going through the 1370 mark in the corn. It would be the 520 or 625 mark is what it would be.
All right. Anything else weighing on the market today? Crude oil prices are starting the day up.
Well, they are slightly higher, but they backed off from early gains. We're currently trading with crude just up half 50 cents or 40 cents right now. I tend to think if we can get a good run going out there in the crude market, we'll see some strength develop from that also. But I'm not counting on that right now, to be honest with you. I think we could see this thing pull back a little bit.
All right, let's get your calls for today.
I'm going to go with 10 to 15 higher in the corn and the beans, or in the corn market and the beans. I think you're going to be somewhere in that 25 to 30 higher market. I think you will catch strength today, and I tend to think we'll go out and take out last week's highs and have a very solid close on the day, Tom.
All right. Thanks for your time, Brian.
Thanks.
Brian Maple is with FC Stone & Company in Indianapolis. Right now, the Dow is down. It starts the day off 96 points at 11,532. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 65 degrees on Friends Plaza. BBC News is next. Our time is 9 o'clock Central.